He's not after you. He's after you understanding who you are and what your rights are as a Christian, as a little Christ-like one. He's after you ever finding out who you are and what you've inherited. He's given you everything. But if you don't know what you got, you'll use this much of what you have. And we die because of it. You can have $1 billion in the bank and someone gets cancer, or someone gets leukemia, someone gets a terminal illness, and you have nothing to do against that. You can buy all the doctors in the world, but there's something that somebody else paid a price to have that's free for you to have if you just press into it, and it's yours, and it crushes everything that darkness has to bring. There's a place in Christ, there's a place in God where we can press in and we can have, everything bows. But we need that place, and the only way you're going to do it is by renewing this and getting yourself out of the way and letting Him be God instead of what you're putting there. Amen? Wow. So this guy comes up to me, and we're at the River Jordan. Yeah, I got dunked again. It was pretty cool because, like, Benny's got, like, these big bouncer dudes that follow him around, you know, and the guy, one of the guides that was on our bus, there's a guide that's like an archaeologist, Jewish lady that's on our bus, and then there's this other guy who's like our spiritual guide that's like a volunteer for Benny Hinn Ministries. And he started to walk off. We're in our robes, you know, going to get baptized, and I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm going down to help out with baptism." I said, "I want to help." He said, "Well, you got to be on staff." And I said, "Well, okay." I said to the lady, "Can I help?" She goes, "Sure, come on." So now I'm on staff. So I went down in the water, you know,